towards the end of the 20th century, a phenomenon arose in which people reported near-death experiences, otherwise known as NDEs, in which they encountered some form of afterlife reality. Modern medicine began referring to these occurrences as the Lazarus phenomenon, after another biblical character, also named Lazarus, who was revived by Jesus 4 days after his supposed death. But just what is near-death experience? Dr. Jeff Long elaborates.
Well, as the name near-death experience implies, these people have some event in which they are severely physically compromised. Generally, there's a severe physical malady that occurs very suddenly, often, or at the end of a chronic illness. Near-death experiences are very frequently associated with cessation of heart function or cessation of breathing function, and very often both. And given that 10 seconds after that, that the EEG, a measure of brain electrical activity, goes absolutely flat, it's medically inexplicable that near-death experiencers are having a conscious experience. There's so much more evidence behind something more going on with near-death experiences, something that is not medically explicable. There are blind people, including people that are blind from birth, that have near-death experiences, and for most of them it's a visual experience. That is absolutely medically inexplicable. These are people that are blind that for the first experience in their life where they've had vision and can see things in the world was during their near-death experience. There is no other explanation for that. Time and time again we hear accounts of people that had their near-death experience and their consciousness separates from their body. So from a vantage point of their consciousness apart from their body, they're able to see and hear what's going on around them while they're being resuscitated. Very often they can see incredible detail of the events going on around them. Out of all the near-death experiencers that I've studied that had their consciousness come apart from their body and where they were seeing earthly everyday events, essentially all of them, what they describe, has been absolutely plausible. And of all the near-death experiencers I've seen who actually went and sought out verification of what they saw while their consciousness was apart from the body, every single time, with only one exception, what they saw was as or heard was absolutely correct. And there is no explanation for that, for consciousness apart from the body at the time you're having a cardiopulmonary arrest. To people that think that near-death experience is not legitimate, I would remind them that there's at least 12 to 15 million Americans that have had near-death experience. This is such an enormous number of a shared experience that so greatly affects their life that no matter what the cause of near-death experience, no matter what your idea is about why it occurs, I think there's no question, given the number of lives that it's impacted, that it makes sense to study it. It's an incredible phenomenon, and again, the implications are enormous.
A medical practitioner who has experienced this firsthand is Dr. Melvin Morse of Seattle's prestigious Children's Hospital.
The near-death experience is, in fact, the dying experience. We will all have this experience when we die. The interpretation of the experience is in dispute. Nevertheless, it's a scientific fact, not a belief system, that we will have this experience when we die. There have been 3 major scientific studies of near-death experiences in the last 15 years, and all 3 of these studies document that these experiences are real and they'll happen to us all when we die. So the old ideas that these experiences are caused by a lack of oxygen to the brain or are hallucinations caused by chaos in the brain at the point of death are caused by the drugs that are given to patients that we resuscitate when we're dying. Those ideas were, of course, respectable scientific theories, but turned out to not be true. In fact, near-death experiences are the dying experience, and that's a scientific fact, not an opinion.
I think, in terms of the consistency of the testimonies in near-death experiences, it suggests that the experience is a reality, which is not purely the product of brain chemicals, because I mean, we know from studies of the effects of drugs ordinarily that if you give one person a drug and then give the same drug to another person, they'll have 2 completely different experiences. There might be broad similarities, but not the level of consistency you find with a near-death experience.
Science cannot give us the definitive answers to our questions about the afterlife. Not yet. Until it can, Our best source of information is the human experiences of those who have undergone death and seen the other side. One such story is that of Daniel Ekechukwu, an African pastor who lay dead in a mortuary for 3 days, yet lived to tell the tale. Let's join him now in Nigeria, where he tells his story of how he was raised from the dead. As he headed down one of the dirt roads, he reached down to apply the brakes. But there was no response. Daniel began to pump the pedals furiously, but to no avail.
When the ambulance that took me from the hospital and my wife, they were on a high speed rushing me to another better hospital. So suddenly I had some feelings, and for me to look up, I saw two angels.
When Daniel saw the two angels, he wanted to let his wife know. But the angel indicated that he should keep silent. Immediately, Daniel's power of speech was taken from him. Naka began to cry, fearing that Daniel would die. The angels took Daniel by his shoulders and lifted him out of the ambulance. Suddenly, Daniel found himself in another place with one of the angels.
Daniel, I have a lot to show you.
As he looked out, Daniel saw a place where a multitude of people gathered, and their appearance was like that of the angels. Their color was pure white, and their bodies seemed to glow with radiance. Because of their similar appearance, Daniel thought he was